Lion Booster.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. I am so, just so happy in the Lord to join you with one more opportunity to speak a word from heaven into your ears on today. For those of you that may be joining us for the first time, I want to take the time to welcome you to the Prophetically Speaking radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. And I am your host, I'm your weekly host, Trenontia Balka, Prophetess Trenontia Balka. And along with me every Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m., I have a dynamic co-host, which is none other than Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. And we always try to seek the Lord to see what it is that God is saying unto the body of Christ so that we can give you a relevant, on-time, anointed, and inspirational word from heaven. So, Prophetess Gloria Jenkins, are you doing well on today?
I am doing great. Praising God, the rain has stopped. And the sun is shining, so we are happy about that. So I'm doing great.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm so glad that the rain has stopped as well. Here in Houston, the rain has stopped, but unfortunately it was not before. We have experienced some fatalities. Many cars are now underwater. Many homes are underwater. So within the city of Houston, we are experiencing a very traumatic day in the city of Houston due to the water being so high and the things just happening so quickly. But we give our praise and glory and honor unto God as of right now that we can absolutely say that we're well, our family is well, and so I just thank God for that. But Prophetess Gloria Jenkins, I want to give you a moment to go ahead and give your shout-out.
Praise the Lord. It's another day praising the Lord today on this Tuesday afternoon. I thank God today for the Jesus Christ being my Lord and my Savior. I thank God that he came to my life many years ago, and I've never regretted that moment. Giving a shout-out to my church family, my pastors and Bishop Harold Entwine and Senior Pastor Clara Entwine here in New Iberia, Louisiana, pastoring the church, Glory Victory Full Gospel Church, and where the church where we are the church that cares about what happens to you. And giving a shout out for my family, my only son, my only child, my son Willie Jenkins. I give a shout out to him and his kids and my 8 grandkids. So I give God glory today that we are alive and doing well in Jesus' name.
Praise God. That's always a wonderful praise report. You know, one of the things I've learned to not only give God praise when we are having mountain peak experiences and not only give God praise when God is bringing us out of a valley low experience, but I've learned that God is not just a God that brings us to mountaintop experiences so that we can praise him on high. He's not just a God that delivers us from valley low experiences, but you know, one of the things I found out that God is also a God that sustains. And so we don't want to just praise him and give him the glory when we have something, these big, gigantic, miraculous testimonies. But we just want to stop and thank God for just being a sustainer, you know, that all is well. We can absolutely say that on this day we are alive. We are breathing God's air. We're on top of the ground. The ground is not on top of us. Families are well. We, you know, the water did not overtake us. So I'm just happy to hear that praise report. And, you know, at that point, I'll go ahead and give my shout-outs because I want to also take the time to thank God, as I stated earlier, thank God that we are yet and still alive. We are well. The water is subsiding. Our cars are well. Our families are well. Homes are well. So I thank God for that. I want to thank God for God just being God. Thank God for Jesus being Jesus and the Holy Spirit being the Holy Spirit. And so I want to give a wonderful shout out to my family, as always, to those that always assist me in the rearing of my son. And thank God for my son. I thank God that I stayed on the other week. He turned 11 years old this past May 19th. And so we give God praise for 11 years of mothering and enjoying every moment of it. It's a learning experience, learning day by day. He's growing now, growing into his personality, growing into his own identity. But I give God praise that it is a learning experience. But again, God is a sustainer and a keeper. And I thank God for having a teachable spirit so that I can learn how to be the mother to him. And so I also want to thank take a moment to thank God for my church, which is the Harvest Time Church. And I want to thank God for my awesome bishop, Bishop Shelton Beatty, and woman of God on this past weekend. We had a dynamic service. We actually had a guest speaker, and I would certainly do him injustice if I would attempt to say his name. I want to say it is Pastor Faduba. I hope I'm saying it right. But however, he came and blessed our souls on this past Sunday, and he was such a blessing to the house. And so I just want to thank God for the word that he released, and thank God for, I mean, God just sent so much clarification and just sent wonderful word of inspiration to the house on Sunday. And so I just thank God for all that did occur on Sunday, and just giving God praise for how we are going forth, and woman of God, yet and still giving God praise, because again, this is the summer of manifestation. And so just giving God glory and giving God praise for bringing forth his promises, for making his promises real, for doing exactly what he said he would do in the lives of his people. And so with that being said, we're going to go forward. And woman of God, on the last week, we have decided by the leading of the Holy Ghost that we are talking about birthing. And so we have made a plan to go throughout the remainder, maybe the next 3 weeks, we're going to be talking about birthing. And one of the things that it is my desire to do is to actually start from the seed form, to talk about the seed, and then be able to tell us the different transitions that we go through as we become pregnant, as we receive a seed. And one of the difficult parts about that, Prophetess Jenkins, is that when the Lord began to speak to me about the birthing time, the moment of birthing, being in the birthing place, one of the things is that when he gave me that word, it was a right now word. It was a right now word. And so the Lord was letting me know that right now we're in the birthing place. And so I want to be able to go back over the next couple of weeks, and I want to be able to talk about each particular segment of pregnancy, each thing that we go through as we're pregnant. I want to be able to reveal that. The difficulty with that is that I also want to keep up with the pace of God. One thing about me, woman of God, is I thoroughly believe in the word of God. I thoroughly believe that God's word is what it is, and it should not be altered and cannot be altered because it's God's infallible word, and so I thank God for that. But one of the things I always like to be guilty of is being relevant. And there are times when sometimes, you know, we can listen to a CD, or we can listen to something that we have. We can say music. And if we're listening to music, there's sometimes in 1985 a song ministered. You know, I remember Melodies from Heaven by Kirk Franklin. Melodies from Heaven. Well, at the time when Melodies from Heaven came out, that song ministered to a lot of people. But right now, if we were to play Melodies from Heaven, I can say, okay, I remember the song. I can say I enjoy the beat. But I don't believe I will be able to say that at this moment that song is ministering to me. That's not to say that it's not going to minister to somebody, because I do believe that there are times when God will take an old word and bring it back, because one of the things I believe is that God does not release a new word until we have first accomplished the old word. I do believe that, and so I do believe that there are times when God will go back and give you a refresher course so that you can remember what he's already told you, so that you can do what he's already told you to do. But yet and still, I also believe that when you're walking in the Spirit, doing as the word of God says, and going forth in God, that yes, you will have refresher courses, but I believe there are times when you're walking in a place that's called now, when God is speaking the word right now, when God is wanting to do a now thing. And I think that when it comes to releasing words over this airway, I always want to be guilty of being in a place called now. Not saying that, God, I need you to do something right now, but I want to hear what God is saying now. I don't want to say what God said in 85. I want to know what is God saying to me right now. I want to know what is God saying to me today. And more importantly, I want to know what is the word that God wants to release to his people through me. So when it comes to pregnancy, and when it comes to talking about the different trimesters and the different cycles and patterns and everything that comes along with it. I'm in a mode right now where I want to give you what he's saying to me right now. But at the same time, I also want to be able to take you through this journey with us so that we can arrive to our intended destination together. And so with that being said, woman of God, the word that we're going to talk about on today is labor, because there are many of us in the body of Christ that have now entered into a place of labor. And when I was really talking to God about this, the Lord took me through to a story about a man by the name of Jabez. And we've all heard of Jabez. And going quickly here, because as I said to you all a couple of weeks ago, right now we do not have our elongated shows that we normally have. And so right now we're trying to get as much in with the time that we have so that we can bless your soul and allow God to lead you over the next week until we speak to you again on next Tuesday. But what I want to do is just read to you our virtue values so that we can go from there. And so our virtue values starts with 1 Chronicles 4:9. It says, Jabez was honored more than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. Are you familiar with the Bible story of a man by the name of Jabez? This name became very well known due to the book entitled The Prayer of Jabez. The name is a Hebrew name, which means pain. His mother chose to give him a lifelong decree while experiencing a temporarily uncomfortable circumstance. Once we have completed the cycle of process, which has now propelled and prepared us for promotion, we must then endure the sometimes agonizing and frustrating hour of labor. As we study the life of Jabez, we see his level of faith in God revealed as he chooses to disconnect from the lifelong prophecy that has been attached to him through the name pain, which was assigned to him. You can read more about that in 1 Chronicles 4:10. Labor may be painful, but you may be preparing to give birth to a dimension of faith that will not only bless you, but many others for countless generations after you. Don't allow the pain to fool you. Something great is coming forth out of this. And so, woman of God, the word that the Lord gave me today is labor. We began to talk last week about us being in the birthing place. And as I stated to you a moment ago, we're going to back up. On next week, we're going to start from the beginning. And we're going to just talk about this pregnancy, the cycle of pregnancy. But woman of God, when we talk about labor, and when, you know, labor has a two-fold meaning. Labor is also going to work. Labor is something that you work for. But as females, we can experience labor when we have entered into the stage of that birthing period where what we are carrying, it is now time for it to come forth. But you know, woman of God, one of the things about labor is that labor can fool you. Labor is a time that it really can put you in a place of uncertainty. Because one of the things about labor that I've discovered, I remember a relative of mine, she was pregnant, and we took her to the hospital one morning about 7 or 8 o'clock a.m., and we were under the impression that we were now ready to get this little baby boy into the world. And we were there. We had the cameras. We were there prepared for her to go into her birthing moment. We were ready for this baby to crown and come forth. But she was in labor. And when she went to labor, woman of God, the labor went from 1 hour to 2 hours to 3 hours to 4 hours. 5 hours, 6 hours. She was from one side to the other. They gave her epidural. The epidural actually wore out. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Before you know it, woman of God, we were there the next day. 24 hours worth of labor. 24 hours of agonizing, frustrating contractions, pain. They were giving her ice, turning up from side to side. Her husband was rubbing her back. I was trying to comfort her. I got tired. I needed to take a nap. I switched out with one of my sisters. We were wearied because she was in labor. Mm. thought it was time. When we got to the hospital, we were excited because we knew it's time for him to get here. We knew that it was time. It was the date that the doctors had given us. The contractions had come. They were pushing the baby forth. She was in a place of uncomfortableness. We knew it is time for this baby to come. Now all we got to do is wait for the baby to completely turn, to completely get in position, and this baby is coming forth, and we're going to celebrate the new member of the family. But woman of God, it didn't happen that quickly. We were there for 24 hours and a few, 24 hours and a little bit more before that baby actually crowned and came forth. And so something I've discovered, woman of God, is that when we discuss timing and when we begin to say that it is your time of birthing, when we step into the room of birthing and we are in position to give birth, and the thing that we are carrying, it is time for it to come out. All that can be great. But even in time, woman of God, there's something that's called seconds. There's something that's called hours. There's something that's called minutes. And so it could be our time, but we have not reached that opportune second. We have not reached that time of right then and there. It's time for it to come. And woman of God, one of the things I've discovered is that labor is work. Labor is hard work. Because when your body is going through all types of changes, when your body is going, your blood pressure is going up and down, contractions are hitting you left and right, your skin has turned colors, you're uncomfortable, and you're actually at a place where you want to get up and walk away and just say, forget it. I did not sign up for this. But one of the things I've discovered is that whenever you're in the place of birthing and you find yourself in labor and you are in the most pain that you have ever experienced in your life, you have a choice to make. If you get up from the birthing table, if you decide that this is too much for me to handle right now, something will and can occur. You can lose your life, and then you will lose the life of the thing that you're carrying. And so when we're in the place of labor, when we're there, no matter how painful, no matter how it hurts, no matter how agonizing, no matter how uncomfortable, we got to be careful of doing one thing. We can't do something. And woman of God, one thing I found out is that with Jabez, his mother made a mistake. She allowed the pain of her labor to fool her. She mistake the pain of what she was going through to be a lifelong curse. And woman of God, isn't it something that when we're in that place of birthing and those labor pains come and it hurts so bad that we think this is never going to end? We feel like I'm going to be in this place forever, and we can be in there, although sometimes it may be an hour, maybe 2 hours, but it feels like a lifetime. And when she found herself in that type of pain, and when you begin to think about the times that they were in, the region that she was in, they didn't have anything called an epidural. You know, that's something that we have nowadays. They didn't have anything called an epidural. And so she was in a position, and that baby could have been stuck midway. We don't know. And so in the middle of her trying to get this child from one dimension to the next, trying to push this thing from the inside of her to the outside of her, trying to make what has been hidden visible, trying to show every, trying to prove that there is something in here. Give me a moment. It is coming out. I don't want you to think that it's not that there's something there. You just got to give me a moment to get it out. And in the midst of her trying to get this thing out, she became perplexed. Her pain got the best of her. And when the pain that she was in got the best of her, we're going to go back to a word I used a couple of months ago. She misdiagnosed her situation. And all she could think about was the pain that she was in. All she could think about was the pain that she was going through. All she could think about was the pain that this birthing was bringing her. And so when the baby began to come, and when he finally came out, all her mind was on was pain. And she said, I'm going to name you Jabez because I bore you in pain. Men and women of God, we can't make that mistake. We cannot make that mistake, because if we read 1 Chronicles 4:10, it was Jabez that prayed the prayer. And he said, "Lord, enlarge my territory." It was him that had enough faith to speak to God about his own situation. And because his faith touched God, God did for him exactly what he asked for him to do. Sometimes we can be cursing the blessing because of the pain that we are experiencing. Yes, it hurts. Yes, it does not feel good. No, you didn't sign up for this. But when we're in the midst of the worst pain that we could have ever imagined being in, don't make a mistake of cursing the very thing that God has intended to bless you. Because this word that she put on him, she called him pain. And so every time you called his name Jabez, you were saying pain. Every time somebody saw him, there's Jabez, they were saying there's pain. Every time someone came into his life that probably couldn't stay, why? Because of his name. Every time you called his name, it was pain, pain. So every time he turned around, it was what? Pain. And so instead of him giving in to the prophecy that had already been placed over his life, he decided to break free. He decided to break out. He decided to get a breakthrough and said, "No, I'm not going to settle for just being called somebody's pain. I'm not going to settle for just being remembered by how much pain I caused my mother. I'm going to be remembered for the prayer that I prayed unto God, and because of the faith that I had, God answered my request." Go right ahead, Prophetess Jenkins.
Hallelujah. You said a mouthful. Jabez was him. Like you said, his name meant pain. But you also said something important. The timing is very important. You know, I look at the time, you say, even down to the very second. You waited 24 hours, but baby didn't come to that very second, and he entered into the world. When I think about Jabez, I think about even through his pain, he began to pray, and that's God, "Lord, enlarge. Let me do more for you, Lord. Enlarge my territory. Mm-hmm. Let me expand me. Let me go great beyond what my name represents. Let me go beyond that. Let me just do more for you. Let me labor for you, Father." Let me labor. He said, "Lord, enlarge me." But he said, another thing, he said, "Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain." Mm. And God granted his request. But when I think about his prayer he prayed to God, in spite of what his name represented, he still wanted to labor for God.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of what the parent, the mother's going through in the pregnancy mode, she's pushing, she's 24-hour due into labor, but she's still anticipating seeing the face of that child. Because
mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of that birth, at the end of that pain, it's going to be a big, big bundle of joy. It's
going to be
something great coming out. So when we think about labor, hallelujah, glory to God, what a magnificent word, that we must know that we are laboring for Christ. Anything we do, you've been saying about labor being the meaning of productive activity, especially for economic gain, and I find hard physical work to make great effort. Anything we do, make an effort for Christ, we're going to reap the harvest thereof. Amen? God's work is never done. There's always stuff in our and for God. We need to ask our Lord. The Bible says labors are fruit. The harvest is great, but the labors are fruit. We need to know that we are laborers for Christ. Wherever God has implanted in you, whatever birth he has planted something in you, let it come to full fruition. Let it come to its fullness. Birth that baby. Birth that dream. Birth that ambition. Birth that business. Birth it. Let it come out. Let it come. You might have to suffer through the birthing pain. You might have to go without through the birthing and carrying the baby that God has implanted in you. You might have to suffer through some things, but at the end of it, I can remember that sister, whoever it was that was in birthing you, perhaps you know, I can imagine that she suffered, ever do a roar, everything roar, but at the end of that 24 hours, down to the second, when that baby slid on out, she was a relief.
Mm-hmm.
Just a week And when God has implanted something in us and it comes to full fruition and you have, you know, God has instilled that in you and you know you're going to bless the body of Christ, keep in mind that we are laborers for Christ. We do what we do for Christ. My favorite scripture, one of the guys, only what I do for Christ will last.
Uh-huh.
Only what we do for Christ will last. When you put Christ first, put God first in whatever we're doing. See, I can't help but remember that my life is no longer my own. I've been bought with a price. So whatever he instilled, whatever he wants me to do, whether it's through suffering, trials, and tribulation, I have to go through it. Because not while I'm going through it, I know he's with me. But at the end of that deliverance, the end of that dream, the expectation that you've been expecting, at the end of that, you know you're going to be joyful because you have accomplished something that God has instilled in you. So we have to always labor for Christ. I want to labor. My dream is to bless people, that souls have to be saved, there's people that need that dying. Who knows the people you talked about earlier that in Houston, if they knew Christ as their Lord and Savior. We ought to be about our Father's business. It's always work to do. And that's what, even on an earthly job, when you're working on a job that you've been assigned, that you get paid X amount of dollars, you know, at the end of that week, you're going to get a check. At the end of your witnessing, at the end of your preaching, at the end of your prophesying, at the end of your blessing people, you know that person inherit the kingdom of God. What a blessing that is. Because all that is called laboring for Christ. Amen. Whatever you do, you need to be laboring for Christ. That is a dynamic word. And the labor, the Bible said the word labor is worthy of a reward. In 1 Timothy 5:18, the labors are worthy. You're going to get a reward. Through the trials and tribulations, you're going to do the pain and suffering, through the birth, the cramps and going through labor pains, you're going to get a reward. Natural or spiritual, you're going to get a reward. So I seek for the reward, not just for the reward, but to be blessed by the Lord God Almighty, that we may, that may fulfill that call. Amen?
All right. So I tell you what, I give God praise for that. I give God praise for that because now what we've done is we've given you two sides of labor. And we've given you the natural side, we've given you the spiritual side. And so on the natural side, you realize exactly what we're talking about because we're talking about what you're bringing forth for Christ. But in the spirit, what we're looking at it is what we're looking at it as a woman being in labor. And so I really want to encourage each one of you, the main thing that I really want to come against today is how the enemy desires to confuse us, how the enemy comes to take away the promise that God has set before your eyes and to confuse you and to bamboozle you and to make you look at it as if it's not what God has already intended it to be because of the pain that you are experiencing. Pain can be very tricky. Pain is a very tricky thing. Pain is twofold because, you see, one of the things about pain is that when you have pain, it lets you know that there's something going on the inside. When you have no pain, you believe that everything is okay. When you get ready to give birth, pain should be one of the first indicators. When you know that there's some pain, pain comes to produce a contraction. When a contraction is produced, the contraction pushes out that's on the inside of you. And so, people of God, this is only the tip of the iceberg when it comes to birthing, when it comes to talking about what's on the inside that's coming out. We're going to be, like I said to you earlier, we're going to be talking to you more about this. So make sure that you stay with us every Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. I want to also remind you to make sure to go to Amazon.com and get your copy of the two books that we have now released, Soul Journey and The Power of Me. And I also want you to remember not to give a deaf ear to thinking that the prophetic view is not coming back. We're on the way. We, as I stated to you earlier last week, we're regrouping and we're reframing some things. As I stated to you, prophetess Christina Lockett is no longer a part of the show, and so therefore we are reframing the way the show is, and we're doing some new things. And so stay tuned to the Urban Houston Network. We're going to be back with you real soon. Within the next couple of weeks, we're going to be coming back, and the prophetic view back It's normal coming at you two times in the week. And so I just want to thank God for that. But listen, for those of you that need somewhere to worship, make sure you're there in Louisiana. Go to the Glory Victory Full Gospel Church. They're going to be having Bible study on tonight starting at 7. For those of you that are in need of a word from God, here in the city of Houston, Texas, meet us at the Harvest Time Church. We'll be there on Wednesday night, and we're going to be starting at 7. And for everybody in the city of Houston, we want to continue to pray for them. Pray that God will deliver and that God will bring a speedy recovery for everything that has been lost due to these flood waters. But in the meantime, listen, you are coming out, you are giving birth, and many of you are being birthed into something greater than you've ever anticipated becoming before in your life. So we love you, and we give God praise for you. And make sure you're joining us again on next Tuesday as we seek God for a word for you, a word from God for you. God bless you. Next Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we'll talk to you then. God bless, Prophetess Jenkins.